Well, if you like the mild temperatures, get out and enjoy as much of today as you possibly can. It'll be an above-average day for temperatures yet again, under partly sunny skies. We'll reach the low to mid-70s inland. And at the beaches, it'll be a little bit cooler thanks to winds out of the east and southeast coming in off the Atlantic. Water temperatures are now down to around 60, and that'll have an effect at our beaches. So mostly 60s at the beaches, and with really warm, humid air pushing northward later this afternoon into this evening, we'll likely see some sea fog develop. When we get that difference between the air temperature versus the water temperature, even as early as later this afternoon at the beaches potentially, and if that does develop during the daytime hours this afternoon, it can sharply drop those temperatures at the beaches versus inland spots. So just be prepared for that little nugget there at the beaches later today into early this evening. Now, overnight tonight, the winds out of the south will strengthen, so that will actually scour out the fog. It'll move it on out of the area later this evening and overnight, but there may be some dense fog early on, again, especially near the coast, because it's primarily sea fog. We drop into the upper 50s this evening, but then slowly rising temperatures after midnight. Most spots by sunrise tomorrow morning will be in the 60s. It will be a very warm start for this time of year, and some 30 degrees warmer than it's going to be the next morning on Christmas morn. So, all eyes, of course, on the approaching polar front for tomorrow. It's a strong cold front, a very vigorous disturbance associated with it, so we're expecting a breezy, mild day, and really the morning hours look to be okay. If you have any early shopping, travel to do, whatever the case may be, you should be just fine. But there'll be a band of strong storms from western Georgia into the Florida Panhandle that we'll be tracking right here on 104.5 WOKV live early in the morning. And that's the band of storms we'll have to carefully track as it goes through the day, moving rapidly to the east and northeast. But the timing right now does generally appear to be later in the day, trending later into the day. So roughly, and again, this is subject to some change and some modification, but roughly between about 2 and 4 p.m. for I-75 eastward to Baker County, maybe as far east as Highway 301. And then generally between about 3 and 6 p.m. for the Highway 301 to I-95 corridor, and about 4 to 7 p.m. for the beaches. And again, give or take a little bit there. But this will be a line of heavy showers and thunderstorms that'll be racing to the northeast. Now, out ahead of that main line, there may be a few brief, widely scattered showers or even a rumble of thunder that tries to develop, but it'd be pretty hit and miss. And then following the main line, there'll be a few lingering showers for an hour or two, maybe 3 hours, before it clears out and dries out. Before, by the way, we get cold enough for any frozen precipitation, so that does not seem to be a concern. But getting back to this band of heavy rain and storms, it'll move rapidly to the east-northeast. I'm concerned about a damaging wind threat with this band of storms. It's a very dynamic storm system. While not all systems are go for severe weather with this strong front, we have to carefully track this because it's very dynamic. There's a lot of wind energy in the mid and upper levels of the atmosphere, so I'm especially concerned about the potential for damaging winds with some of these showers and storms later in the afternoon on Thursday, tomorrow. But there's also a threat for a tornado or two to develop suddenly and quickly, and it would be fast moving. So we'll be carefully tracking this activity through your Thursday afternoon and evening. If you're traveling tomorrow, headed west on I-10 or north on I-75, you will run into these rain and storm areas much earlier, of course, because you're headed west-northwest toward the front. So just beware, you'll run into some heavy rain and storms. And then once you get to the other side of the front, the temperatures drop fast. But again, not expecting any ice and snow anywhere close to Jacksonville. If you're headed far enough north, you get up into the Appalachians and then northward into Kentucky, Ohio, there'll be a little band of snow on the backside of this front, but you'd have to get quite a ways to the north. And so once this front moves through tomorrow evening, we'll see a sharp cutoff to the rain, quick clearing later in the evening, and crashing temperatures down into the low to mid-30s by Christmas morn, but wind chills as cold as 18 to 28 come Christmas morning. It'll be one of the colder Christmas mornings in quite some time. In fact, the coldest Christmas morning in the last 15 years, we may get very close. It's 28 degrees. Back in 2010, the coldest high temperature this century on Christmas Day, 43 degrees in 2004. Now, it looks like we'll get above that eventually on Christmas Day, but not by a lot. Highs will only be in the mid to upper 40s on Friday with wind chills in the 20s and 30s pretty much all day long. And then that sets us up for the very cold night, Friday night into early Saturday with a widespread frost and freeze. The coldest temperatures of the season and even the year, given, of course, we've already had a chilly December, but we had a very mild winter last year. So Looking at widespread 20s inland, near and west of I-95, even the lower 30s, all the way to the intracoastal and the beaches. So it's a big deal for the beaches, where a lot of folks do a lot of gardening and have tropical plants because freezes are so infrequent. Going to have to deal with that on Saturday morning. And space heaters, any other alternative forms of heat, be extra careful through this weekend, folks. And then on Saturday, a lot of sun, but a cold day. Highs only in the lower 50s. The winds will come down at least a little bit, but we'll still have a bit of a wind chill. Sunday, even in early in the morning, cold enough for some frost near and west of Interstate 95, but not as frigid as what we'll have Saturday morning. And then Sunday itself really looks to be a pretty decent winter day under mostly to partly sunny skies. Afternoon temperatures recover to around 60 degrees or so. So that means for the Jags game, it's the last home game of the season Sunday afternoon. Pretty good football weather. Partly sunny skies, not a whole lot of wind, and temperatures near 60 degrees. So to repeat once again, beautiful day today. We will carefully track the strong polar cold front headed toward our area tomorrow with a band of heavy showers and storms, at least some risk for severe weather. Looks like the primary window for the heaviest rain and storms will be roughly between 2 and 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. at the latest, between an I-75 and the beaches, spreading rapidly from west to east, followed by a cold snap, with temperatures dropping some 40 degrees tomorrow night from the highs tomorrow afternoon into the low 30s by Christmas morn, with wind chills in the teens and 20s. Of course, we'll be tracking this system carefully in all of your weather all the way through the weekend. Thorny weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.